This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The African Union has suspended Niger from all of its institutions and activities, quote, until the effective restoration of constitutional order following last month's coup. The Council of the 55-nation bloc made the decision after mutinous soldiers overthrew Niger's democratically elected president and quickly entrenched themselves in power. President Mohamed Bazoum, his wife, and son have been kept under house arrest in the capital. Authorities say Greek firefighters have found the bodies of 18 people in an area of northwestern Greece ravaged by a major wildfire, AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Greek police have been working to identify the bodies with a specialist team. They were found near a shack in the northeastern Alexandropolis region. No reports of missing people have been filed in the area, so authorities have been examining the possibility that the casualties were migrants who had entered the country from neighboring Turkey. Hundreds of firefighters have struggled to control the wildfires, which have been burning out of control for days in northeastern Greece, with strong winds fanning flames and prompting evacuations of villages and a city hospital. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Ukraine has made progress in its counteroffensive against Russian forces simply by proving it can push back a better armed and numerically superior enemy, a senior Ukrainian official said on Tuesday. Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Millar, in a Reuters interview, brushed aside any suggestion Kyiv's progress was too slow and said Ukraine had effectively defied military doctrine by attacking an enemy that has a numerical advantage in manpower and weaponry. This is VOA News. Kenya is hosting a major aviation conference this week after Africa's air transport sector was hit hard by the global pandemic. Mohamed Youssef reports for VOA from Nairobi.
Even as air traffic picks up, the experts say security risks have evolved. Now airlines face the threats of insiders, terrorism, human trafficking, inadequately documented passengers and contraband smuggling. The Transportation Security Administration, a U.S. government agency, invested in Kenya's international airport to improve security and train staff, increasing the effectiveness of passenger screenings. More than 300 delegates from international and African civil aviation agencies are attending the conference in Nairobi, which ends Friday. Mohamed Yusuf for VA News, Nairobi.
Ethiopia said Tuesday it would launch a joint investigation with Saudi Arabia into a Human Rights Watch report accusing the kingdom's border guards of killing hundreds of Ethiopian migrants. The report sparked global outrage after its publication on Monday, although a Saudi government source dismissed the allegations as unfounded. The report points to a surge in abuses along the perilous migrant route from the Horn of Africa to oil-rich Saudi Arabia, where hundreds of thousands of Ethiopians live and work. Army commandos using helicopters and a makeshift chairlift rescued 8 people from a broken cable car as it dangled hundreds of meters above a canyon in Pakistan. Authorities said the rescues were completed late Tuesday in a remote, mountainous part of the country. The 6 children and 2 adults became trapped when a cable snapped while they were crossing a river canyon. The children were on their way to school. The Pakistani Prime Minister congratulated rescuers for the success. The dramatic effort transfixed the country for hours as Pakistanis crowded around televisions and offices, shops, restaurants, and hospitals. A conservative U.S. lawyer who pushed a plan to keep former President Donald Trump in power has surrendered in the Georgia state case alleging an illegal plot to overturn Trump's 2020 election loss, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
John Eastman was booked in Atlanta before being released. He's among 17 others charged with Trump in a sprawling racketeering case, with prosecutors alleging they tried to subvert the will of Georgia's voters in a bid to keep Trump in the White House. Eastman's lawyers say he's surrendering to an indictment that should never have been brought, one that sets out activity that's political, not criminal. Trump is expected to surrender in Atlanta Thursday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Joe.